Cornel West, Trump's vicious name-calling, racist attacks on black people cancels out accomplishments. By Pam Kee on June 19, 2020. Friday on Fox News Channel's Your World, Princeton University professor emeritus Dr. Cornel West accused President Donald Trump of vicious name-calling, unbelievable attacks and assaults on African Americans with racist language, which the professor said cancels out any accomplishments such as low unemployment rates. Referring to Trump, Cavuto said, he said that he has done more for African Americans as a president since Abraham Lincoln, and that prior to the virus and the shutdown of the economy, no president, he said, has done more to bring down the black unemployment rate and create more jobs for the minority community in general, and that he was a big reason for that. So do you think the criticism of him that he doesn't care or worse, you know, targets African Americans is justified? West said, you've got LBJ, Abraham Lincoln. Of course, Obama symbolically did much for black folks, but I don't think he did enough substantially. All three of those presidents could be easily pitted against Brother Trump himself. You know, I've been very hard on Brother Trump. I just think he has got these gangster sensibilities. It's not just name-calling. When we call black people the sons of bitches, he's talking about my mama. You see what I mean? Cavuto interjected, wasn't he talking about NFL players who kneel during the national anthem? I don't think he was making a generic statement about African Americans. Referencing NFL player Colin Kaepernick and Representative Maxine Waters, West said, well, but Colin is my brother, Colin is my very dear brother. To call his mama that is the principle of transitivity. I feel a certain hit and a certain hurt in that regard. That is just the beginning of it. The various attacks on my dear sister from Los Angeles, Congresswoman, attacks on her. He added, there's no doubt that there has been, prior to the virus, a reduction of the levels of unemployment. And that is significant. I give him credit, that is significant. But it's completely undercut by tone, temperament, vicious name-calling, unbelievable attacks and assaults. The shitholes associated with black people. Those are brothers and sisters of mine too in those third world countries, you see. That kind of xenophobic, racist language simply cannot in any way allow him to view himself as somehow making grand contributions to the black freedom struggle. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.